This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Mark, and I'm here with Dave, and today is a special day because the NBA starts today.
Yeah, man. It's going to be great to see. We've got two games going on, LA and Golden State and Milwaukee, and I don't even give a shit who else plays. But the reality is we got NBA to watch, and I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm excited to see how the season's going to fold out. There's so many question marks in the West of what's going to go down because of injuries, because of everything else like that. There's a lot of teams that people are expecting to win and be a top five team that I just don't think have what it takes to be able to do that. Will the Suns be able to repeat as the best, the West best? I don't know. That is a good question. But to me, this might be an opportunity for us to look at the Suns falling to a 4 or a 5 seed. This would be insane if this was the case. Man, I'm excited about this. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is a lot of questions have to be answered. But if we're looking at our team and we're trying to figure out exactly where our team falls, Mark, I feel really comfortable saying that this team is going to be right in that playoff mix if it goes 10 deep, play-in. To the two play-in games that they'll be playing. I'm excited about that possibility. To me, if we can just hit that mark right there, I feel like it will be a successful season. The season will be successful regardless, but to me, if I'm looking at the goals and the blank slates that we have right now, we're going to go out there, and we've heard it said by a lot of different people that this team is going to go out there and surprise a lot of teams this year. A lot of veteran teams that aren't going to be looking at us as being a threat, they're going to get surprised by us. We're going to go out there and we're going to be on jumping on people like it's, I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just excited about this. I'm excited about the way it's going to go. And this team is really going to be rocking, and nobody can say anything other than this team is going to look good. And I understand people are saying this is going to be another rebuild year, but fuck them, because this year is going to be a fun year to watch.
Man, I think the Suns are a great example of, you know, teams that you can look for that maybe outperformed what we're used to because of the conditions, COVID, the bubble. We saw the same thing happen with the Miami Heat. They made it all the way to the finals, and then everybody thought, hey, the Heat, they might be a championship contender. They might be, you know, in the mix to get back to the finals. And then right away, now that the season's over and we're on to the next season and they weren't doing the same thing, what happened? People were like, well, maybe the Heat weren't that good anyway. Maybe it was just the bubble that did it for them. You know, the truth is somewhere in between, and that's where the Suns are too. Like, yeah, I get it. The Suns played really well, but there were certain things like the Lakers not really being competitive in the playoffs that really played into an advantage for them. So I don't think that the Suns are going to be able to duplicate what they did last year. I had my doubts of the Heat too, and I think it's just one of those things that some years teams, you know, outperform expectations, and then the next thing you see is all of the experts start picking that same team to do the same thing again, which it's unlikely, especially when you look at how loaded the West is. But with the West, I mean, it is completely wide open. I mean, as much as any conference that has LeBron James in it can be wide open, but it seems like with, you know, after the bubble season or the championship in the bubble, when LeBron won it with the Lakers, it felt like, well, you know, there's this power balance that LeBron is always gonna dominate. But when he didn't get the championship this year, now everybody's looking at it and saying, well, here we go. The window's open and anybody can get it done in the West. I kind of doubt it. I think that it's LeBron's, you know, conference at this stage. You put AD and Russ in there. But yeah, we're not going to spend too much time talking about it. I want to, you know, make it clear, first of all, that I think the Suns were outperforming what they'll be able to do in a regular season. So I just want to state that.
Yeah, and I want to throw this out here too. As far as the West goes, I feel like there's two teams that are far above everybody else this year. Coming into the start of the season, right off the bat, right as it is, that's not without Kawhi returning from injury and Klay Thompson returning from injury. I'm just saying, start of the season, Los Angeles Lakers, to me, is the best team in the West. And the other team I really, really like is Utah. Those two teams in the West, to me, are going to be the 1-2 seeds. And then you have Denver, who's going to obviously get back with Murray when he comes back. You have Los Angeles Clippers, Kawhi, when he gets back. Golden State with Klay Thompson. I mean, you guys are getting the pictures. These are not just like chump people that we're talking about. These are major vocal points to the teams and some of the best players in the league that are injured and out for most of the season. With that being said, is can Golden State be better than they were last year without Klay Thompson on the floor? That is a very good question. Can Clippers be better than they were with Kawhi at the end of the year? Can Paul George lead that team? That's a very, very good question. And then you have on the other side is what can Joka do without Murray? Can Joka throw this team on his back and just have a phenomenal season? And if that's the case, man, we're talking about three teams that aren't going to be up there to be competing. You have San Antonio. They had a mass exodus out of San Antonio this last year. They're not going to be normal. Portland, I feel like Damian Lillard's going to be out there balling. But, you know, if they start with some turmoil and they don't win a lot of games in the beginning, you know, Portland's going to be in trouble right there. And now we're looking at a couple teams. And the Pelicans, which I think is going to be a really fascinating team, their center is going to be out. Valanciunas is going to be out, man. He's out for a little while now. So this is just crazy to me, looking at this and people saying, oh, yeah, Oklahoma City Thunder aren't going to be competing for a playoff position. Because if Oklahoma City comes out jumping on everybody, like I just said, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be making things really difficult for everybody else. If they can come out and get to a quick 10-4 record, man, this is going to make things really difficult for the rest of the West. And I think this team is capable of doing that. And I think this team is going to shock a lot of people, because I think we're more rounded and better off than a lot of people are going to say or even willing to say.
Yeah, and when you talk about winning games, you know, the one thing that we have no idea is how much Josh Giddey can help us do that. But I'm pretty sure he's going to be a big-time player, and not just out there racking up empty stats. You know, I think he's going to go out there and help us win games. You know, everything he does is something that helps the team win. And he's a great rebounder, a great passer, a great scorer. He can stretch the court, he can finish at the basket, and he's a good, you know, just creator. And he's willing to utilize the skip pass and take advantage of the team when they're shifting defenses. So there's not really like a moment where he's like, I have to have the ball in my hands to be an effective playmaker. You know, it's crazy, but I also think, you know, just from his passes, I think he's going to be a very good cutter. And when you look at SGA, the way that he draws attention, defensive attention, you know, there's going to be opportunities for people to make a lot of backdoor cuts. So I'm just pumped up, man. I think, like you're saying about our record, I think there's a chance that we'll be able to jump on people, because nobody knows what's going to happen with Giddey. You come out, you play some really good basketball, you play as a team, you win a few games that people don't think you can, you win some games that you should, and then all of a sudden we're in a spot and people are wondering, are we for real? And what it comes down to is, can we stay healthy this year for me? Because we're not coming into these games anticipating to get blown out or to lose. We're coming in, we're trying to compete, and we're trying to improve. If we come in with that mindset, then there's nothing that we can't do, just because we're going to take it one game at a time, and we're going to see where the season leads us.
Again, Mark, I can't reiterate enough times about what Coach D and Sam Presti have said in their interviews. Pretty much the same about the blank slate. We're going out there open-minded to anything and any possibility that could happen. And again, looking at this West and looking at how depleted the West is this year, and I know what everybody's thinking, oh, wait, the West isn't depleted. Look at the Los Angeles Lakers. Look at, you know, Denver. Look at Utah. Look at Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is going to be back there. Clippers, Golden State. You know what? I understand what people are saying. Again, there's two teams in the West starting off this season that are better than everybody else. And then there's a second core group, which I would consider that would be better than everybody else if it wasn't for injury. And we went through those teams. And then we've got the young core. Pelicans, Denver, and Sacramento, and us, right? Here's the thing, Mark. I'll say it again. I think we're better than Sacramento, hands down, not even blinking. And I think we're going to compete with Pelicans and Dallas this year. And where does that put us? I don't know where that exactly puts us, but I do think that that means that we have a legit chance to make the playoffs and make a statement this year. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Sam Presti's done this before with us. We've watched this team develop really, really quickly with KD, Russ, and Harden, Ibaka there as well. So to me, this is not a surprise if we come out and we win a bunch of games this year, because this team's ready to go. This team is healthy. This team looks good. We've got the center position locked down. We've got the guard position locked down. And I feel like our power forward position is looking better than it's done in years. And the depth that we have makes it so that we can rely on our guys less minutes, making it we've seen it happen with Chris Paul. We've seen it happen with Russ. Limiting minutes throughout the season makes it these guys can go hard during the playoffs, and it makes it so that we can stay healthy. So I think this is the year. This is the year that we're going to come back and we're going to make a statement. And this is not like we were making the playoffs with Chris Paul or Paul George and Russ, that they were traded teams. This is a team that was built by Sam Presti by the draft, adding one player via $10 million guy favors. And that is all, man. And this team has been built by Sam Presti. And to me, that's what we've been saying since day one, is we saw last year of what the possibility of this team could be. And we called it the masterpiece of Sam Presti. And to me, this is just ongoing. This is not going to stop. It's not a one-year deal where Sam Presti is like, oh my gosh, Sam Presti built a beautiful team. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this being year in, year out, Sam Presti, and everybody talking about how Sam Presti was able to do that. Oh, and by the way, he has 20 more draft picks. So to me, it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's a great way to put it. You know, obviously we're building for the future, but we're focusing in on what's happening right now. Sam Presti's job is to take care of those 20 draft picks. Our job as fans is to cheer on the players out there on the court and to give it everything we can. You know, I hope that everybody appreciated last year if you got to watch some of those games. I got to watch all the games last year, and that was really fucking special. I know a lot of people tuned out at the end of the year, and that's understandable. But, you know, I'm one of those guys, Davis too, that in blowouts, you know, even if we're losing, but especially if we're winning, we like to watch when the second and the third group get in there for extended minutes. So in a lot of ways, the end of the last season was, you know, that those extended minutes for those players. And we really appreciated watching them grow up. And this year we get to watch a lot of those things, you know, continue to mature. A lot of those players continue to mature. Those skills continue to mature. And I'm looking forward to it. So I hope that you guys are too. And we're going to be here for every game. The NBA starts, it's Tuesday by the time you guys are hearing this. So later on today. But the Thunder does not start until Wednesday. We're going to be back tomorrow with a pregame for that. And then we're also going to be back before and after every single fucking game. We are doing this every day, all season. We did it all season last year. We did it all off season, which was fucking crazy, but it was condensed and we figured, what the hell? Let's talk about the Thunder every day. So now that the season's back, and thank God that it is, we're not going to take any days off. And so we hope that you guys don't either. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.